yourself on the ground. Now, Jesus wants you to stand together with you to go out the Roman wall. To get rid of all the evil people who gathered around and infected you today. You can be free. But this is all very much. Everything you can do is be for God on. The only thing that matters much is the power of love. You deserve to be the same as an inspired man. Certainly, the rabbi told us many stories of this inspired. And he's wondering day after day, what kind of man he might be. Where he might come from and where he might come. He's named Jacob. Every piece of silver, every drop now that went through the Romans were something that they did not deserve. They did not deserve to have that money. That was ours. And it was our land. And everything we could do to begin to get rid of the Romans and to get rid of the publishing we collected for them. It was a really hard time for us because they were the ones who didn't care about the Romans anywhere else. The Sadducees, for example, didn't care about the Romans. The Romans let the Romans come to the way they were. We would have to be careful. They wanted to feel better, sir. But we gradually began to get more and more gathered around us. And we knew that when other people follow righteousness of our fallen days, they don't give us peace. We would say, thank you. We would attack the caravans that ran up to their apartment. And at night, when we gathered the gold and silver pieces in our hideout, we dreamed of the day when we would be able to walk around with two men in the daylight and not fear the light. We had our plans. Around the time of Passover, there would be thousands of Jews returning to our homeland. The time was right. All we needed to do was start something, and they were certainly going with us. All it would take was one spark to set it off. But something went wrong. I went down into the marketplace. I had a few friends there. But as I was getting some supplies for our use, a woman told me that I had to do it. I had no choice. I thought I had gotten away. But as I ran down the alley, there were a dozen women told me to go in there. It was a trap. I thought I was secure on the spot. But they dragged me away. They would make an example of me. This murderer, this insurrectionist, they called me. They were making an example of me. As they hauled me off to the procurator of the prison, and put me down there and slammed the door behind me, I began to weep. And as I wept, I thought, what have I actually done in my life? What have I actually accomplished? Here I'm going to die. No revolution, no glory, lots of killing, what did I have to go for? Nothing at all. What have I done? Nothing. You think I've killed those people for my own people? It is for myself. I enjoy killing. Now, I will be killed. They decided that I would die on Friday. It would be a horrible death. I would rather be chained up outside the city gates by my own people than hung on that accursed cross. And as I woke very early that morning, with the feeling of cold, sandy water dripping down from the rocks above me, and I threw myself, I thought that, I would not even be able to face that forever. But there was a noise outside. A huge crowd of people had gathered. And I didn't understand. I thought, maybe the revolution had started. But there was no sign of fear. No sign of victory. A different sort of noise. A noise that only can see for a call, and I didn't know what it was. In a little while, somebody came down the stairs in my prison door, my cell door, and opened it up and said, "Get up and get out." But perhaps it was slavery up here. But the man turned to me and said, "Get out. You're free, boy." Why did you die? Why did I even set free? Was this a pure threat? I soon found out. As I walked out of the prison, I looked out to the room in the distance on a portico where the man standing was tired. And the man was not saying anything, but then told me that he is to die in my place. Why did someone die in my place? It was beautiful. It was wonderful. It was wow. I could not imagine someone wanting to die in my place. And I looked over to him, and all that was in his eyes, the face and the wondrous flow of the glory. That look I will remember until the day I die. That look of forgiveness in his eyes as he seemed to let me grow at me. And as I thought about it, more and more, thoughts and actions from my youth began to descend upon me. And I remember the words of the prophet. He was doomed for our iniquity. He was wounded for our transgressions. The chastisement of their time that made his heart whole by his blood.